God this morning, bring your revelation to our heart. Pray for all those in the auditorium this morning and those that are watching from different nations of the world. Father, bless them, even as they yield unto your word this morning in obedience. Answer them accordingly, Lord. Every petition, every request, every cry from your people, Father, answer to thy glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are welcome, you are welcome. Sister Shantaya, God bless you. I'm glad you are in the church. Tried reaching you several times, couldn't get through. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today, the topic of our message is when God is my shield. Amen. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. When God is my shield. Genesis 15, 1. Let's read together. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield. Everybody say it. I am thy shield and thy exceedingly great reward. And God said to Abraham, I am thy shield. This is an issue I want to get into this morning and explain a little about when God is our shield. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Over the years, I've had discussion, opinions, contribution, or people who came to me, or people that I've met in consultation about the spiritual warfare we fight as Christians. Some of them centered in principalities and powers. And at times I find us so lacking in the knowledge of this, and it affects us drastically. Especially many of us who are in the African country or continents, we have seen the manifestation of what we call the voodoo doctors. We have seen the work of witchcraft, sorcery. And many a times, because of what we have seen, we become fearful. We become fearful. I have experienced this over and over. And at times, my opinion on this issue irritates some people. But that is my opinion, and I stand by it. I have met great men, many of God, who has confessed to me of these witches and wizards doing this and that to me. I've spoken to people who call me and say, this is an issue of wizardry against my life. Native doctors. And my comments at times is contradictory to what they want to hear. Now, I want to tell you as a Christian, as a believer, there is a God in heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You will be naive if you think that Satan is not there or that Satan does not have this power or influences. If we have to teach on demonology, some of you will start shouting or pleading the blood in fear. At times, some people do that. I have experienced them in my life several times. And the times I experience it, I wonder if there is some kind of understanding in the spiritual world that if they will come after you as a group, as an individual, they will warn you first that we are coming, that you must desist from doing this and that. Because the experiences I've had many a times, I've been warned spoken to, that this will happen to you unless you change or do this or do that. And I notice that one of the things that comes is fear. Because you know that there is a potent authority or power with some of these people that they can actually do what they say they will do. As I said, if I tell you of my some of my experiences, it's harrowing. It's just traumatic at times. So it can render any heart to fear. But after some of them, especially one of them, I met as a younger Christian, the first experience I have, I spoke to this young man and said, in the scripture union, and those I said, this is what I'm being told. Say, Emmanuel, you have to seek the Holy Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the day that I received, through the grace of God, the Holy Spirit, God opened my eyes. And I received some gift from God. I received some knowledge of the spiritual world. Being naive, I took it the wrong way. And instead of approaching some of this group with love, or some of them, I just did certain things in those days. But God's grace is sufficient. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But from that, I took a stand. That there is no incantation against Israel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is no divination against Jacob. Amen. I took a stand that there is nothing Satan can do, principalities and powers can do, witches can do, demonic influences, powers, whatever. There is nothing they can do if you stay under the shield of the Most High God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I have stories to vindicate this, that if you stay under that shield, you are protected. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, we know that in the Bible, that there is certain things people do. Take, for instance, Balaam or the gain sowing of God. They have to say certain things or do certain things in the spiritual world. Just like me and you, when we want to accomplish certain things, in the spiritual world, in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to do certain things. We have to be in a certain way or do certain things or part of us that energize the faith that is in us. Now, in the spiritual world, when some of these demonic influenced people or groups or cults or societies and so on, they go into such mode that many of us we quail to think about. Some fast weeks, some sleep in the graveyard, some immerse themselves in blood of things, some do things that is evil just to get the power and the authority. And so, when some of us who are standing on the fence see some of this, your heart shakes. The only thing I have to tell you that if you move to the side of Christ Jesus, you are safe and secure. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why the topic of my message this morning say, when, I said when, not if, not maybe, but if and when or what, when God is your shield, what happens? Balak fulfilled all the requirements. He went to the mountains and made the sacrifices at certain times. Render oblations according to the law of spiritual world. And then try to curse Israel. And you are the Israel of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And each time he tried to curse, he find out he turned out to bless them. Against his will. Against his intention. The doubt he throws returns back negative. And after some time he says to the king, Balak, there is no incantation against Israel. And no divination against Jacob. It is a done deal. And you are the Israel of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You cannot curse what God has blessed. I took that stand and many just don't understand it. You cannot curse what God has blessed. Because the Lord Jehovah God is the supreme authority. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, there is three types of shield. There is the physical shield that people carry to battle.
It could be a square, round. It could be a hexagonal or different shapes. In the medieval time, when they are going to war, they carry the ship. There's a strap in behind it. You put your hand on it, and when the enemy is firing their arrow or cutting with their sword, you put your hand behind it and rule what to wave. Say what the Bible says. Say, put on the shield of faith, with which you can quench the fiery darts of the enemies. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, that is a physical shield. You see a policeman wearing a life jacket or bulletproof jacket or carrying their shield. That is shield. Now, these are shields that can hinder the offense of the enemy. But they don't have 24/7. They don't have anything compared to what I'm going to bring out that's under the Lord Jesus Christ. That is one kind of shield. The shield may only protect you when you are wearing it, not when you are sleeping. It can protect you maybe in the forward attack, but what of your back? It can protect you if there is no piercing arrow or something that is stronger than the shield. And we know that some arrows or some stuff is stronger than that can pierce through the shield a man is wearing. So the Bible is not talking of physical shield. So the physical shield is there that men have used over the era of time, over the ages, for self-protection. Shield is for protection and for defense. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then there is a human shield. A human shield is when somebody or somebody is there to protect you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the medieval time, in the days of dynasties and kingdoms and so on, they have human shield. The shield is a tested and proven warrior. Some people, like the House of Tudors, as you hear in the history of times, Plantagenets, the Normans, the Stuarts, every house and dynasty that have come and gone, they have human shield that is there to die on behalf of the king or the prince or the princess. They will put themselves between any danger that is coming. They will die before they will allow anything to happen to their world. They will kill themselves, in Japanese culture, themselves. If the shield of the emperor failed, they will take their own life. They hold it sacred to protect their world by any means. They form a ring of defense around in a war battle. When they are sleeping, when they are awake, whenever they are, they form a shield of defense over them. That is another type of shield. They will shield them from anything that is happening, or even nothing, they will lose their life in the course of doing it. Today we have the FBI and so on and so forth, shielding the presidents and stuff. Those are kind of shields. I don't know if you are one of those that watch like the Game of the Thrones. There's a seven kings guard. Those seven kings guard are tested and proven warriors that are there to protect the house of Baratheon. You know of Jeffrey and Cersei if you have read the book or watched the movie. They are picked from the seven kingdoms, the best warriors in the house. They can fight like no other man. They are human shield. They are there to protect the princes of the kingdom. When they are going out, they are going out with them. Before they go anywhere, they'll go for them. They check out the environment. They are there to protect and to be a defense over them. Today, if the president wants to go to any country, a lot of things happen underneath. The CIA will go and check out where they're going. They will mine defensive protection in perimeters and miles around. Every route is going to go through. They will check it out. The drivers will be going at as fast speed. They clear the road for everybody. Just get out of the way. Or they will just, I remember one time I nearly got killed. That was way back in Africa when Babangida was coming and I was driving my useless car in that bridge, and they were clearing the road, and the car parked me in the middle of the bridge. They actually wanted to push my car into the the ocean just to get out of the way. I refuse to get out. But that's another story. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Because they went. And after they cleared the road, 2 hours were still waiting. He hasn't come and gone. By the time he was still showering, they are clearing the road for him. That is human shield. That is human defense. But I'm telling you this. We have a defense in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. David also have a wall of shield around him. 37 men in the whole Israel. In 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 8. 2 Samuel 23, verse 8. They are called the mighty men of David. Amen. And this is the names of the mighty men whom David had. The Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was the Adonai, the Ezanite. He lifted up his spear against 800 whom he slew in one single battle. That is the kind of people human shield they have. That is the Bible there. He has 37 of them. These 37, among them are 3 that are most mighty. Number one is this Tachmonite. In one single battle, he killed 800 men that is out to kill him. That is the force of shield that he has in terms of human shield. After him, he has Eliezer, who when Israel went to war, and Israel was running away from the field of battle, he stood his ground and defeated the armies of the Philistines. Israel ran away, and when they saw that somebody is mowing down these people, the enemies in the field, they came back, the Bible says, they came back only to collect the spoils. That is the force, the power, the anointing in a single man as a shield. After him is Eliezer, another mighty man, who did such a heroic day that the Bible mentioned him here as a mighty man. Abishai took his sword against 300. Benaiah, who is the captain of the of his guard, went inside the pit in a snow time and killed a lion. Climbed into the pit in the snow and everything and killed a hungry lion. Those are the kind of mighty men he have. There was a time that David was fighting a battle. And the Philistines were gathered in their thousands. And they took over a city known then as Bethlehem. And David was camped miles away. And he was in a cave and in a surrounding environment. And the city where the Philistines are, there is a well of water. This well has water. And David said, "Oh, that I may drink from the well of Bethlehem." And these 3 men, to show you what a common shield of man can be, they say, "You want to drink water from there?" Yes. This is in the Bible. Go read it if you have time. 2 Samuel 23. They took their sword, they took their javelin, they took their spear, and they fought all the way to the center of the enemy. 3 people. Killed, destroyed, just until they went there and continued fighting. 1 person drew the water and brought it back to David. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he looked at the water and threw it out before the Lord. I said, "I will not draw, for it is in jeopardy of your life that you have fought." That is the might of man. That is the might of man. When they are a shield. When they are a shield over you, they do things that you cannot even imagine. Because this is their, believe is their job. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yet, David did not recognize any of them as his shield. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Go to Psalm chapter 3, verse 3. Psalms 3, 3. Book of Psalms. He did not see them, mighty as they are, able to kill 800 in a one, 300 took over the whole army of Philistines, fought a battle, even when all Israel are running. He said, "No. But thou, O Lord," say with me, "but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He discounted. He overlooked them. He knew that with all they have, with the might they can show, they are not the shield. They are not like the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He knew and he said that vain is the help of man. Many Christians have become so lazy in the spirit that when they see the manifestation of the enemy like this, they become so fearful. Some would even like to put your heart to fear. They've tried it with me. Oh, Emmanuel, you've been in America too long. Do you know what this means, this juju they put on you? What is it? It is a demonic power that you don't even know the half of it. I say, one thing I know for sure, I know whom I serve is the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of us become so fearful that we allow fear to get in. We say principalities and powers. Know that it is God who made the principalities and powers. I was speaking the other few weeks ago. When you talk of Satan, some people start to panic. Don't mention his name. Don't say anything. I don't speak his name because I don't want to glorify him. But at times in a sentence, you just say, I rebuke you, the enemy. And people start to fear and say, who? You are trying to provoke him. I say, you are not going to provoke the devil. He's perpetually provoked. He's always angry. He goes about like a roaring lion. But the thing is that you have a shield in God. You have a protection in God. You don't have to go to your house fearful. Some people will have to consult somebody that lead their palms or whatever for them to go out in the morning. What does the sun say? What does the moon say? What does my star say today? Should I go out? Should I come in? People do this. And then even some Christians go this far. Some say that if we don't obey the other law, it will be again. No, there is only one law, the law of the Most High God. Amen? Recognize God as your shield and as your hiding place. When the enemy wants to give you anything that will put your heart to fear, you rebuke him right there and then in Jesus' name. Times I'm walking down and this woman that dressed in Asia and Middle Asia, come. I was passing, going on my own way, say, what is it? I want to read you. I say, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Amen? Not one, not times. I want to come. I say, let me tell you what will happen to you if you don't get out of here right now. Because I know who I believe. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You don't have to yield to them. You don't have to be fearful of them. There is a shield over you and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And let me tell you what kind of shield we have. Amen. Go to Isaiah chapter 40 verse 28. Isaiah 40, 28. Amen. Isaiah 40. Read with me. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he does not faint. Neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The shield of man, some are made with metal, some are made with wood, some are decorated. At times, they got burned by fire. At times, you forget and lay it down. At times, the strap breaks, so they are not perfect. And then you talk of woman's shield. As much as Adon, the Tachomite, Eliezer, and Balaam, the third one, every one of them, or 37 of David, they are still men. They will sleep and be weary. They will be tired. They may kill 800, ask them to stay around and kill another 8 and say, I need to rest, because they are human beings. They have limited power. They have limited resources. Their knowledge cannot go beyond where they are right now. That is why David says, yeah, I do have all these mighty men, but thou, O Lord, art my shield. That is why he did so much, because he knew the shield he has. He knew the power that he has in the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew whom he is believed. That he tamed all the countries around. The Palestinians, every one of them, everything that came against him, he tamed them by the force of arm and power of God, to the point that when his son Solomon came into kingdom, all the nations around Egypt and everywhere was subdued under him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because the father knows who his child is. When he was talking to those three men, they cannot do this kind of feat by the force of arm. No. There has to be an anointing in them. He spoke to them and provoked that anointing in them, and they took up their sword and they took up their spear and went into the host of thousands, three people, and killed and killed and killed and come back. Just like Samson. In those days, they start to see that when the anointing is upon somebody, when the glory of the Lord is upon you, when the Shekinah glory is covering you, when that Shekinah glory is around your life, no doubts can penetrate it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The only thing that can penetrate is when you break the hedge. Then the serpent may bite or will bite. So don't break the hedge that you have in Christ. And even when you fail, even when you could not do it all and you fail or you limited in whatever, know that God is still faithful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He that watcheth over Israel, he does not sleep, he does not slumber, he is not weary, he is not tired, he does not faint. He is away 24/7. He is not like the shield of men. He is not like the shield of arms or piece of wood or metal. He is an eternal God. That is the kind of shield you have. So don't be fearful when you are going to the supermarket what the enemy will do. When you are driving out in the morning, what the enemy will do. There is a shield over your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And God is able to keep you. Amen. Now, the three qualities of the shield we have that no other person have. One is God is omnipotent. Amen. Omnipotent here is say he is what when you have been say unlimited power and authority, able to do anything. You can't say that of any other man shield. Unlimited power and able to do anything. That is the shield we have, omnipotent God. Amen? Now, when you have God, you have a shield that is omnipotent, so powerful that it can do anything. The best man can do is maybe now within their limited vision. But when God steps into the scene, he calls upon resources that can make any other thing look like a child's play. One time, the Philistines besieged Israel. And the king went and wrote a letter and put it before the Lord and said, here is what they have said. They said that there is a God in Israel, but they cannot defend. In one single night, an angel of the Lord went through the camp of the enemy. Amen. He said he killed what? 175,000 of them. They woke up dead. That is the type of God we have. The nuclear bomb, the atomic bomb we have today, is like a matchstick to what God can do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He can call the force of the wind. He can call the force of fire. He can call the force of the sea. He can touch the elements, the things created and the things we haven't even known or seen about. And they can bear witness to his power. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He can use them and do whatever he wants. He can turn it around any way he wants. Anything that man has made is nothing compared to what God can do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because he is what? The Bible says he has unlimited power and authority, able to do anything. Amen? And then another quality is that God is omniscience. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He knows it all. So when you are being fearful, you are limiting God. Before you step out, he knows you are going to step out. When there is a road blockage, you don't even know that there will be a turning in the road and you are going to go through that place. He says, God has already gone before you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He knows it all. So when I... In some cases, there was one time that I had this vision and I was sure that this will happen and that will happen. And being a human being, my heart was fearful. And I have to go on that journey. I have to go because I need the help. I need the resource. I need what I'm going to go get. And I didn't know how to do it. After some time, I remember, there was also a time that Paul, in the Bible was shown that there will be something happening to him if he goes to Israel, if he goes to Jerusalem. But he went there. Prophets came and told him, everybody told him, if you go, you'll be in bond and so on. He still went because he decided, or for whatever reason, I'm going, blessed be the name of the Lord. So I went. But on the way, God, in his mercy, have already formed a shield around me. He knows that maybe, you can call it disobedience or whatever, but I went on that journey, even what I've seen that will happen. And when the enemy went to take my life was paid by inches. Blessed be the name of the Lord. People around me were butchered, destroyed, cut down. And I looked at the space between me and the other person, just inches. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because God is our shield. Now, when God tells you to do certain things, I'm not going to say that it doesn't work for everybody. If God says don't go, don't go. If God says sit your board, then please go ahead and sit it down. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Yes, at times, even in our stupidity, the mercy of God overrules. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So honor it when God shows you things. But I want to tell you that even when we are not faithful, God remains faithful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because even in our ignorance, at times we don't fulfill all the obligations. We don't fulfill all the requirements. But God remained faithful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So God is also omnipresent. Now, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent are the three characteristics that God have that no other human shield have. No other man, no other equipment have that. Before you even step into the doo-doo or the shit, God is already there for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When Nebuchadnezzar took the three Hebrew children and cast them into that fire and said, he's going to burn you down, eat you up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He came the next day and said, there was a fourth man in the fire. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Before they were even dropped there, before they hit the bottom, he has gone there and cooled the temperature. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No air condition could have gone what God did there. It was so perfect, amen? Even the people who threw them into that fire got burned and died. But the people were there and singing and praising God. That is the kind of God we're able to serve. So before you step into that situation, the enemy may have dug the pit, ambushed you, planned to destroy you, and say we are waiting for Emmanuel to step into it. The mighty God who is omnipresent is already there before me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. So why then should we fear when God is our shield? I want us to stand on our feet, everybody. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise him, you can start coming back. Why then should we fear when God is our shield? It is ignorance. It is lack of knowledge of the ability of whom we have on our side. It is on our part, unbelieving, to fear when God is on my side. And you can ask me, how do I know that God is on my side? What does he say in his word? He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He didn't say that there's a condition or no condition. The promise is that I will never leave you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when you are going through it all, know that Jesus Christ is there with you. When men and women are failing, know that God is there with you. When people have turned and rejected you, know that God, the omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient God, is already there before you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't fear principalities and powers. The Bible told us to be wise, cognizant of their devices, and avoid the pitfall as much as you can. But do not be fearful of them, because God is watching over you. And he's the eternal God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He that watches over you, he does not sleep, he does not slumber. And there's no fainting with him. And there is no searching of his understanding. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Eternal God, we give you praise. Now, if you are watching this from home, or you are watching this from anywhere, and you are, it seems like you are in pit, know that this benefit, you are entitled to it only on one condition. You have to run into Jesus Christ as your refuge. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So if you haven't given your life to Christ, I'm calling on you today. I want you to repeat with me, run into that shield that is able. Run into that perfect protection that we have. A perfect defense. A house of defense is the Lord. A refuge to them that run into him. Now, Father, I pray for anybody who is saying, I don't know you. How can I get this? And they are living under fear. In sad times, many a heart are filling with fears. So, Father, Lord, we are praying for them now. And as I speak out this word, receive them, Lord Jehovah God, and keep them safe. Say with me, everybody who are over there praying, Jesus Christ, come into my life. Take your place in my life today. Around me are evil. Around me are so much sin that I'm afraid of. But from today, I will put them down under the feet of Jesus Christ. I receive you, Lord, as my Lord and Savior. I receive you as my shield. From today, I fear no more evil, because the Lord is with me. The Bible said, the Lord is my shepherd, therefore shall I not want. From today, I will not want any good thing, because the Lord is my shepherd, and he is also my shield. Thank you, Father, even as you promised Abraham, we are sons of Abraham by faith. You said to him, Abraham, I am your shield and exceedingly great reward. So shall you be for us in the name of Jesus. Amen. We thank you for everything you have done for us, Lord. You are God, and we give you all the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We recognize you in this place that you are the only help we have, for vain is the help of man. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord.